So I have a little confession for you today. When I first read the Magnificat this week, Mary's song that we hear here, I scoffed out loud. I said, ugh. It was this weird visceral reaction, and I've literally never had that reaction before to Mary's song. I generally love it, and I think it's great. But this year, I had in mind where Mary is in life. When she sings this beautiful and joyful song, you see she is brand new pregnant right here. And the angel of the Lord has just come to visit her, told her she gets to bear the child who's going to save the people, Israel. Her child will be holy. She agrees to this. Then she runs away to her cousin Elizabeth, where Elizabeth also greets her with joy and proclaims what Mary already knows. Her baby will change the world. And so here's where I need you to forgive me for said scoff. Because Mary is brand new pregnant. And right now, I am a lady who has survived the first trimester of pregnancy. And that doesn't mean that I'm not grateful to be pregnant, to get the joy of getting to welcome a child into the world, but I want to name the reality of that first trimester. It's not fun, okay? I'm exhausted all the time. I'm sick. I have back pain. My body feels like it's falling apart most of the time, and none of my clothes fit anymore. I'm miserable. So when Mary is in that state of reacting with joy, I scoffed, because I remembered that initial joy at finding out that I was pregnant. And when Mary feels that, I thought, oh, sister, you don't know what's coming for you. But when I got to thinking about it, whether Mary's pregnancy is easy or not, really the fullness of Mary's story is not an easy one. Indeed, as we prepare for Jesus this week, we remember where Mary begins as a young peasant woman. We remember Mary giving birth to Jesus in that cave surrounded by animals, not at home and not with probably much of any comfort whatsoever. Then we meet her when Jesus is presented at the temple. We meet her when she and Joseph have lost Jesus and he runs to the temple and he's lecturing folks there. Then we see her again at the wedding at Cana in the Gospel of John when she asks Jesus to perform his very first miracle. But then we don't really hear anything from Mary until we meet her at the cross when Jesus is being crucified, her son. And Jesus proclaims that another will now become her son. That can't have been an easy journey for Mary. We lift her up, we glorify her willingness to take all of this on, to travel down this path. We celebrate her song, the Magnificat, and we want to focus on that. But we also need to remember how hard it is for her, with a son that has so much weighing upon him, to be a mother who has lost a child, a grown child. We have to remember those parts of Mary as well. Despite our maybe sole focus on Mary's joyful song, she is a woman who has suffered a lot. A friend said to me this week, I know you're having a hard time with pregnancy, but it's a suffering that is worth it. And I didn't like that. I kind of bristled at it a little bit, because for me, it's really hard to claim that anyone's suffering is really worth anything. To me, suffering is something that happens to us because we're human people who live in these frail bodies. But you won't ever hear me calling your suffering glorious or worthwhile. Indeed, I don't think that suffering through infertility is God's will. I don't think that miscarriage has a good explanation, that untimely loss of a loved one is justified, or that people deserve illnesses like cancer. I don't think you need to make meaning out of hardship. yet existing through what is hard, existing through suffering, having the courage to go on when you don't feel good or when the world seems bitter and unfair, that is something that we do have to wrestle with. Because during those experiences, there is something good to holding on to our faith, to finding the people and the means to move through what can often feel impossible. As I was leaning on some friends who have helped me make it through, another friend was telling me about their journey to allow God's will to be done in their life. They talked about trusting God's will and putting that first before their own will, especially when their own will was leaving them feeling kind of ashamed and depleted. And that's something I can understand right now because, if I'm honest, my will is about functioning at 100%, the same level I did before I was pregnant. Getting all the work done here at church, getting everything done at home, being on top of the laundry and the cleaning, visiting my friends, wrapping all the presents, making all the cookies, all of that stuff. But my will has made me feel just kind of over it. I have felt grouchy, and I think it's caused me to suffer more than is necessary. And I compared that to God's will, where I believe God's will is for me this week. And I heard it. God's will for me has brought into my life the words of lovely friends and colleagues who consistently remind me, you're growing another person, and that takes a lot of work. They remind me that it's okay if not everything's up to my exacting standards. I also am grateful for a lovely husband who reminds me he can do the laundry. Even if it's not folded how I think it should be, he can still do it when I don't have the stamina. God's will for me has been a reminder that I'm a beloved child of God whose life has meaning beyond how much I can do. And whether you're with child or not, that doesn't matter. We all force our own will and these standards upon ourselves. So you might need to hear it as well. Receive that today as maybe a piece of God's will that you need to hear. And then I wondered about Mary. I wondered if she experienced the same. I wonder if Mary's will and God's will came to head after she received the news from the angel. Now, I can't say for sure that I know what Mary's will had been, but I think that her song gives us a little bit of insight. We know that Mary was a young peasant girl. Really, she's kind of a nobody. And when she becomes pregnant with Jesus, her song is all about how God has lifted her up, how God has revealed to her her worth, and how God has done this for her, and God will now do it for others. Indeed, when she goes to Elizabeth, this is yet another reminder that she is beloved and chosen. Like the mystery of grace, she doesn't have to have a resume that makes her worthy of being the mother of God, and yet God has chosen her. There's something within her that trusts God's hopeful will, something within her that puts God's will before her own. Now, in my confession today, I felt at that moment that Mary's song was naive. I was the skeptic. But now when I hear it, I think of it as this bold proclamation that despite the suffering and the doubt which can overtake us, Mary chose hope in God's will. And I think her song is truly a reminder to us that no matter what we might face, it's important for us to trust in that and trust that God's will is good. But I want to say, too, that I know it's not going to be easy all the time. There will be moments of doubt, surely. I think about Mary witnessing Jesus on the cross and surely doubting those words that she proclaimed in the Magnificat. And how could she have not? How could we not? We know that there will be suffering, there will be sadness. But even in the midst of that, God offers us a way to remember maybe the bigger picture. To remember, too, that God's will through Jesus was accomplished, even if it didn't look the way we expected it to. The resurrection comes. God showed through Jesus' ministry that indeed the lowly are lifted up, the hungry are fed. God's mercy endures, forgiveness is real. That the promises of God extend way beyond a throne in this world to power over death. So I want us all to take some time this week, especially during this busy and full season, a season that can be filled with joy but also sadness, to consider maybe what is God's will in our lives right now. And then through it all, to do our best to be like Mary, to hold on to it, to put God's good will before our own, and to remember the hope and the joy that Mary proclaims. Amen.